It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTMT. And it's a pleasure to welcome to the program Chris Jankowski, president of the Republican State Leadership Committee. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Andy. Thanks for having us here.
No, my pleasure. I'm going to ask you first some basic questions, if you don't mind. What is the RSLC and what's the mission?
Sure. We are a Republican committee based here in Washington, D.C., but focused on state level. And we are responsible for electing Republicans to office at all offices below governor. So lieutenant governor, Republican attorney generals, all the Republican legislatures, and even Republican secretaries of state. That's our mission. We're also focused on building our party and strengthening our party at the grassroots level by getting folks elected to office for the first time and putting them on that escalator to higher office.
Yeah, you mentioned attorneys general. There were a bunch of them in town last week, and some of them running around this building, and some of them sitting right where you're sitting today. So they've got a lot of work cut out for them, and they've got a lot of projects ahead of them.
We think they are the last line of defense
against
the Obama administration's overreach and the federal overreach. And it's really a matter of law, not policy, to them. Policy should be left to legislatures and Congress, and the law and the Constitution should be enforced by the state attorney generals. And that's what the role they see, regardless of the policy outcome.
We got a pretty good one right in our area, Ken Cuccinelli. He's a pit bull. That's what
he
I
is.
Call him.
He is. He's strong. We're looking forward to him being governor of Virginia.
All right. So how did your organization get started?
Well, it was founded because this is somewhat technical, but McCain-Feingold legislation took the national committees of both parties out of the soft money business, the corporate money, the non-federal money, and limited them. And they're very narrowly focused now on federal efforts and broader party-building stuff, but they're limited. So on both the Democrat and the Republican side, you saw the state groups kind of go out on their own. And so this group was founded over 10 years ago and has quietly built a record. We raised $39 million last cycle.
Wow.
We spend over 70 cents on every dollar directly back into a state election, and the rest goes to the fundraising costs to raise that money.
Mm-hmm.
So we work very closely with the Republican Governors Association. We're structured the same way, but we take everything below governor on the state level.
All right. Now, would it be wrong to call your organization sort of a farm club for
We like to think we're the farm team. We're an independent committee, and we have a board of directors led by Ed Gillespie, former RNC chairman.
Sure. Talked to him many times.
And so we have some folks that know what party building looks like and can oversee our efforts, but we fundamentally are there to serve our electeds down ballot and help them win re-election and increase their numbers.
All right. The talk recently has been the need for the Republican Party to become more inclusive. Minorities, changes in the way the Republican Party does business. Do you guys take a look at that as well?
Well, actually, last cycle, we started the Future Majority Project, which is aimed at recruiting more Hispanic candidates to office. We also have the Right Women, Right Now Project, which is about identifying and electing more women to office as Republicans. We try to stay in our strength, in our area that we know how to do, and that is recruiting and electing Republicans down ballot. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw this weakness, and it's a we have a weaker performance among certain demographic groups, and our role in this problem is to go out and find the next Marco Rubio, the next Susana Martinez, who are powerful voices and symbols for our party. Our principles don't change. What we stand for, I believe, are timeless principles in the Republican Party of conservatism. And I think that simply making sure that we have the right messengers will go a long way to impacting conservative policy.
Mm-hmm. My guest is Chris Jankowski, president of the Republican State Leadership Committee. Karl Rove's organization, as an example, has come under fire recently for choosing the candidate for the people. You've heard a little bit of that, I would assume. How does your organization differ? You don't go out and actually select the candidate for the voter, do you? You try to help the one that has the best shot?
Absolutely. We are focused on beating the Democrats, and we have a pretty good record of doing that on the state level, and we have the majorities on the state level in many offices. We believe that, the contested primary can often make a stronger, better candidate for the general election.
Mm-hmm.
There are instances where we're out recruiting candidates, but we don't engage in primaries, and we'll support the Republican nominee.
I got you. Okay. Your organization, not affiliated with the RNC?
No, and can't be under that McCain-Feingold
I got you.
Bill. So we are separate. We consider the RNC a partner, and in some areas we can partner, but we are separate.
Mm-hmm. How are you funded?
We are, of that $39 million, I would say companies, businesses of all sizes and organizations probably provide about 80% of it, and then the other 20% comes from individual donors. We have over 50,000 individual donors from around the country over the last 10 years,
mm-hmm.
So it's a mix. And there are people that believe in our broader mission and see the good we're doing at a lower level. It doesn't get all the limelight
right.
that you get here in Washington, but we're proud of our record, and we're attracting more and more financial support every day.
All right, so how do people help?
www.rslc.com. You can go
pretty
there
easy,
and rslc.com. Please visit our website, learn more about our record, and if you can help us, please help us.
Yeah. All right, and one final question. What can you do to help me in my state of Maryland? Tell me to move?
Well, I think it's important that Republicans continue to have a very clear message and a contrast.
I feel lost in that state. I hope you know that.
Well, I'm a Maryland native, and I won't abandon my home state. I come from a family of Democrats, but I'm convinced that my grandparents wouldn't recognize the Maryland Democratic Party as it is today.
That is exactly right, because I come from a family of Democrats, and the party is nowhere what it once was, that's for sure. All right, well, listen, keep up the good work, and come back and see me again.
Thanks, Andy.
All
great
right.
to be here.
Chris Jankowski, president of the Republican State Leadership Committee. 426, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.